This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think there's a chance in hell that Kristen Shaw has gangles.
Say that. Get it clean. Your full name.
I'm Jeffrey James, and I think there's a chance in hell Kristen Shaw has cankles. Ferris, keep that in.
Ferris, lead with that. I'll wait for the grand reveal. My zip wants to revel in it.
Right? Ferris knows what I'm talking about when he's editing this.
Yeah, you guys can't see me, but I'm dancing. Ooh, island time.
So, this is Friday, January 22nd, 2021. We've got Jay Kerwitz on the sax, Marika as the chief executive of HeadGum.
Whoa.
Katie, is it Moose or Moose?
Yeah, Moose like the animal.
Katie Moose, HeadGum's newest hire, content coordinator, as it were.
Found out the way to pronounce her name live.
Sorry, Jake,
during the intro.
One second, Jake.
Go ahead. You could ask before.
I'm trying to explain that this is Jonathan Butler himself, the king of lounge pop jazz, bossa nova style.
Glad you got that out.
Jake, you have a zit that you wanted to show us? Jake, his video is off on the Zoom right now. He said that he wanted to show us his wart, for lack of a better term.
Zit. I didn't say wart. There's a better term. There's a better term, and it's zit. I have a pimple.
Before we get to the zit, this is how I want to do this, Marika.
Okay.
All right. Katie, you're going to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you do at the network, but also just who you are as a person, as, you know, in summation. And then right when you're done, Jake is going to reveal the zit. So the reaction is going to follow whatever you say. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I am the content coordinator, so I coordinate content at the network, and it's been very exciting. It's like my third week now. And about me, there's not much to say. I'm from the Pacific Northwest, and I like comedy, and I'm excited to see Jake Zit.
Where is it even?
Oh, come on. No, it's so bad.
Right here.
Okay. Yep.
Oh.
I feel like this is the worst zit I've... I mean, I'm 35. I haven't had a zit in a really long time, I don't think. This is...
I wouldn't have guessed it was a zit.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was like
a...
Really?
Like a beauty mark.
A little mark, yeah.
That was my question.
To be honest...
My question was, if I didn't say a lot about my zit up top and I just joined this call...
I would not have said anything.
Interesting, because I had two Zooms before this and all I thought was that everyone was like laughing at my zit the entire time. Chat's popping off. Everybody's texting on the side.
I think it looks like like you were shaving and maybe just cut yourself a little bit.
Yeah,
it's close to Jake's beard.
And that's why it's extra inconvenient. I feel like a beard eliminates 30% of my face. Like I could get a zit in here. I might have them. I wouldn't, and it doesn't matter. But I got right on the border. It's not a good spot. It's not a good look.
I think
it's slightly better.
Way worse.
Yesterday I slammed my head into a metal straw that was sitting on my desk.
Oh my god, that sounds painful. That's so painful. No curve to
and
that.
And started like right before a meeting. And or where is it?
You can kind of see it. Yeah, I can see
now
it.
I have like a...
Oh, that's awful.
If that is what my zit looks like, I do feel a lot better. I guess looking at my video, it's a lot clearer than everyone else's. So that could be it.
Yeah, that's you're a little bit softened.
Yeah.
It's like a camera's out of focus a little bit.
And I did the Zoom like touch up your appearance thing.
Mm-hmm. This is a podcast. Right?
Right.
We're not here to talk about touching up our appearance. We're here to talk about Jake and Marika's orange beanies.
Yeah.
I
was excited
Moose's...
when I saw your beanie, Marika, because I was my video was off and I was like, damn, this was gonna be
reveal.
A twofold reveal.
Katie, you live in Los Angeles. What neighborhood?
Culver City.
Culver City.
Yeah.
Okay. Avenue? Or
is that how it's pronounced?
I don't care. I don't know. No, my buddy lives on.
I think that's near me. I live off of, like, I think is how it's pronounced, but it's another one of those names that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time someone's willingly doxed themselves on this show. Have you heard the show before? We should ask you this, because Micah hadn't.
I have heard the show, okay. And I've seen the Reddit threads, so right. I'm scared. Yeah,
so you can't dox her. She doxed
welcome
herself.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Light applause again.
In the Thunderdome. What a tame dome.
I don't know why it always falls on me to host this shit. Like, we're all hosts. Like, it's an egalitarian environment. Katie, you're a comedian, you said, or are you just interested in comedy?
Absolutely not a comedian, but I do love comedy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a segment that I have later that's not gonna work out like I thought it was. I thought you were a comedian in a way. Because, like, Danny Sellers is a comedian. Everybody in the network is like a funny person.
Don't put this on her, obviously. That's just your own mistake.
Don't put it on her. The whole show has been shoved in my corner, and they're like, you do something with these small tools. I had to pay for my own Zoom Pro account.
You constantly foist it off on me.
Huh?
You constantly foist it off on me every once in a while. You're like, you, Marika, you take the reins, and I never want to.
All right, here we go. Marika takes the
Marika's
reins.
Marika's druthers.
Thank you for...
Here we go.
Hang on, just give me a fucking...
Also, sorry, you're complaining about paying for a Zoom account when you, like, willingly give people hundreds of dollars of your own money every episode.
Welcome to Marika's druthers. Marika, you have the floor for... Here we go.
All right.
Hang on.
I'm actually... dare I say prepared this time. And I have a bit of a game that we can all play. Oh, it's 3 minutes now.
The longest Marika's...
That is insane.
The longest Marika takes the reins in podcast history.
Don't show the timer at the video. Just like, we know this is
so
a general sense. Lower it, you ass. Jeff has a giant hourglass behind him.
This game is, guess what time Jeff sent me these texts. I've combed through our iMessage history, so I'm just gonna read some texts.
I love this
from
game.
Jeff, and you have to guess what time EST they were sent to me. All right,
this is a really good segment.
I would also say that Jeff's at an advantage since he sent the text, but here there's no way that you remember either. So it's really
I
won't guess. You guys guess. I also won't.
All right,
remember.
This first one, it's a photo, like a quote image, and it's a photo of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and it's a quote of the song "Same Love." It says, "When I was in third grade, I thought I was gay because I could draw." Obviously, the famous "Same Love" quote. What time was that sent? I'll give you a hint. This was the start of a conversation.
I don't know if it's funnier if it was in the middle of the workday when Jeff should have been doing other shit, or middle of the night. Let's, Katie, do you have a guess? I gotta marinate on this a little bit.
Yeah, for me, I'm getting the vibe that maybe it was an early morning text, like a 2 a.m. your time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. 2 a.m. Marika's time. I'm gonna go early morning, but like productive morning. Like Jeff sent that at 7:15 a.m. his time, making the answer 10:15 a.m. EST. Final answer.
All right, it was 10:53 p.m. Actually, on a Sunday.
Before
the work week begins.
Sunday scary settling in, and then you have to read a Macklemore quote.
All right, the second one, and I'll zoom in so you have a visual effect. It's a photo of, I guess, like a dog snack called pork chomps, baked pork chips. What time was that sent?
That's the timer.
That just means that Marika is not the host, but I love this segment, so we'll keep it going.
I will say nooner, right at noon, high noon, midday, pork chomp, because it was inspired by lunch.
Yeah.
Katie, you agree?
Jeff, do you have a dog?
I do not.
Are you around a dog? Okay.
That would require empathy and a sense of responsibility.
Okay. I think I'm midday as well. On this one.
That was Tuesday, December 1st at 1:20 p.m. So,
whoa,
pretty good.
Right around lunchtime. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do one more. This one's a few texts. Again, the start of a conversation. Finnish Finn. Finn Wolfhard talks to various Swedes about Mortal Kombat. New text, shit, lol. New text, sorry, hang on. New text, sent the wrong copy paste.
So that seems like that was, I think that was Jeff doing work when we were talking about the Finn Wolfhard podcast, which is nice. I mean, it's a bad idea.
Katie, do you have thoughts? What's your final answer?
That to me seems like a chaotic thread where maybe he had too much coffee in the morning or early afternoon.
These are such educated guesses.
But I'm going to go with like another morning text for me.
I'm going to go with right after our content meeting where we talked about this, where he's trying to copy paste in a doc or something. I'm just going to say 4 p.m. Eastern.
This one was sent Saturday, October 3rd at 11:27 p.m.
P.m.
Right. That's been, when did Jeff send these texts to me?
Great Thank segment. You. Great segment.
That was the most successful Marika Takes the Reins ever. And not that the other ones were bad because of Marika. It's funny that you thought that there might be a Marika Takes the Reins.
I learned my lesson. And now I'll come prepared.
Just always ready to take the reins.
I texted a couple people this early, like about an hour ago. And one of my friends was like, why did you ask this? And I was like, I kind of have a break in the action between now and 4 p.m. Eastern. So just kind of bored. Who is the most famous person in your guys' context list? And if you want me to bleep any of them out, that's fine. I just want to get real answers, genuine reactions.
I texted you this because you did ask me, and I think it's one of our former podcasters, yeah. Lauren Bosworth, just in terms of like
low
social media following.
What about Low and Bosworth Hold? So it's a new podcast from Lauren Bosworth. It's her kind of being like, ta-da. To her guests with like
lo and behold, right?
Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean, she
I think you just call it lo and behold, good. To be honest.
Katie, you're the new true. Content coordinator. How is that on a scale of bad to fine?
Oh, and just to give you a little bit of context before we brainstorm the Lo Bosworth podcast that Jeff is talking about, she willingly ended her podcast and left the network.
Okay.
So years ago.
Years ago. All right, go on now.
It's decent. It's not completely there. It's not a completely fleshed out idea, but you know, I think there's something there.
It's very magnanimous of you.
Yeah.
Quite.
Thank you.
Why wasn't this the initial applause break? Are you just trying to find a new audio?
They're getting better and better.
Most famous person in your guys' phones, Katie, Jake, would love to know.
I'm on the A's. I got Blumenfeld. He was in Harold and Kumar 3.
I don't think
so. A very
so.
Harold and Kumar Christmas.
There's yeah, no
honestly,
way.
There's people that are way too famous in here for me to show you. So I'm not
No,
I'm not
just say
do it.
I'll bleep it. I just want to know, I guess, for
I don't
me.
Trust you.
Me?
I don't trust you at all.
Ferris does the final pass on these edits, all right? So if I don't bleep it, Ferris will.
Can you read this?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good number.
I can't follow that.
Get that? Moose?
I'm looking, and I don't think I have anybody super famous in my phone.
Jake, where did you find this person?
In the elevator.
No, not Moose.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any famous people in your context? I mean, come on, Katie. No, but that's fair.
Yeah, I don't have anything good for this.
You really can't follow Jake.
Oh, you know what? My former landlord did the set design for the Bad music video for Michael Jackson, and now he's just a landlord. So there you go. That's my most famous person.
That's just like a very fun one.
That's crazy. How did that even come up?
I don't know. He just started telling me one day.
Got it. That makes sense. You know,
I think if that's something you did and now you're a landlord, you talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Like I would.
Yeah, he's
out.
A slumlord.
That would be my story. That's your claim to fame.
Yeah.
And now I don't want to turn your heat on. So.
Yeah.
But did I tell you about the time I met Michael?
Oh, my God.
This is mine. I don't know if you guys are going to recognize.
Who?
From.
Oh.
The band.
This is such a funny game where we're just showing each other the contact names in our phone. So bad for a podcast. And then bleeping out the name of who it is.
Billy Brick had an article in Variety, so he might be a close second.
Yeah. You don't have Finn's number?
I have Finn's number, but like we all have Finn's number, so that's not like it's quarter of a cop out. That's like if Mariko were to say Jake, you know?
Oh right. Oh. Yeah, like I said Amir, but then I followed it up with the You're gonna have to bleep that out too, because the pod is gonna give it away, Ferris.
With the goslingest of answers. What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway. TGI Friday, right?
Don't.
Are you eating chips on the on mic?
Mesquite barbecue.
So unsettling.
What flavor is that?
Backyard barbecue, Kettle Brand.
Mm-hmm. Right. First.
What's your chip, everybody? Let's go around the horn. First of all, I just want to know if it's Ruffles or no. Ruffles or not?
I like the Ruffle. You like Ruffle? I like the Ruffle.
I think,
I've been wanting to try the All Dressed. Have you guys had the All Dressed?
Incredible. I was going to say that for me.
All Dressed.
I have yet to try.
Yeah. Isn't it just like, it's basically like all the, I mean, I know it's a couple sauces, mm-hmm. but people say that it tastes like barbecue, but better.
Yeah.
It's zestier. I don't like barbecue very much. It's like, it tastes too like sweet to me.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement. I can only eat so much at once.
Of barbecue?
Yeah.
I could finish an entire bag of chips at any given time. I love them so much.
I was thinking about this the other day that, like, why is the standard snack like a fried slice of a starch? Like, what? Like, but then, like, if somebody's eating like a vegetable chip, we're like, what? Are you on a diet? Like, that's just as strange. Like, they're all weird to have in a bag.
Veggie sticks, arguably much weirder than a potato chip. They claim to be vegetables. Yeah. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, it's living a lie is what it is. It's like I'm eating a veggie stick, but you're really not. That's the first ingredient back there isn't like a carrot. It's some other shit. And actually a potato chip, that's a vegetable. Because a tater a veggie?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That's a
spud.
I thought
it was just a starch.
Mm.
Vegetables?
is starch vegetables?
Jake, when you were like 18, did you ever think that this is where you would be in life? Like doing well for yourself, but your job being saying stuff like, is a starch a veggie? A veggie?
Yeah, I could have pictured that, I think. I don't think I would have thought that I'd have such a big zit on my face as a nearly middle-aged man. I would have thought that maybe I would be like, you know, chill enough to not bring it up all the time. But here I am, still petty.
I think my favorite chip is salt and vinegar. Just to close the loop.
What brand?
It's, yeah.
That Kettle brand's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Deep River? Kettle?
Yeah, Deep
River. I like
River.
Deep River.
I do like a Cape River, Cod.
The malt
Cape
vinegar.
Cod is the only non-ruffled chip I could really fuck with.
Yeah. It's like at this point, I really can only do Kettle chips or like shitty like Doritos, Cheetos kind of stuff.
I love Doritos too. Oh, I love Cheetos also.
No Lay's, right?
I don't want a regular Lay's anymore.
You guys like smart food? Do you ever fuck with smart food?
The popcorn.
Easy.
I'm serious.
I know.
I just make my own popcorn.
You make your own popcorn?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Marie.
Sax.
What's that? That, 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 what's that? That, 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 what's that? That, 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 what's that? That, 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 what's that? That, 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 what's that? That, 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 what's that? What's that? That, what's that? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/what's that today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/what's that. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I had two cold brews. Katie, I'm sorry you have to see me like this. Usually I'm a pretty chill guy, especially on this show. But
I was so put together.
Katie. I didn't want to go here this soon, but here we go. Welcome to The Moose is Loose. This is essentially the exact same bit as Marika Takes the Reins. Katie, it would have been more involved. I didn't have time because I had a last minute self tape. I am setting the moose loose in a way, and what I have in my notes here is let Katie do her thing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's so stressful.
Katie's worked here for 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
I'll give you credit though, Katie. Last week we were struggling to get a guest for last Friday's recorded episode, which is the one that came out today on the 22nd. And I think Claire said that you were willing to be on the show last week in your second week. It took me 7 months to get Angie and Sam on the show because it's such a running with the bulls type situation. So I appreciate you coming on, but I am going to have to set you loose, Moose West.
Okay. All right. I liked what Marika did with her segment, so I'm going to do something similar to that. What's Boy, the most random, out of context, or bizarre text you've gotten from your parents recently?
Oh, no.
These will be good.
I'm currently living with my parents, so this is...
My mom's, like, really good on text.
Oh, really?
She's very, like, super normal. Let me see.
Your mom is a great emailer, so I believe that.
You know, she's a writer. Oh, here's something.
Can we hear him?
My parents' dog is this tiny little Westie, and sometimes he'll like run into a corner to chase his ball. And when he's in the corner, the only way he can get out is just to like back up slowly. And my dad sent me a video of that, and it's really cute. Here he is. Did you see the backup?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. He cares about that ball so goddamn much.
What's his name?
Charlie.
Ah, that's a good name. I feel like this segment has people stumped.
I really
well, it's this some, is probably too so much complex of it is just for my first Moose stuff. Is Loose.
My mom texted me. So I did like choir when I was in high school. And so, but they called it Glee Club, even though it was a class and not Glee Club. It was a choir. And so my mom sent me this photo from my high school's Instagram of what these poor kids have to go through to sing.
Oh, no.
So it's them in the gymnasium, like 15 feet away from each other, wearing masks, belting their little hearts out to like the alma mater song.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
And she said, look how much fun Glee Club is these days with the crying, laughing
emoji. Oh, wait, that's the high school's Instagram. She wasn't at the, she doesn't still go to the Glee Club things.
No,
right?
She sits in on rehearsals. Why do you ask? No, yeah, that's from the official Instagram. Verified.
Yeah, right.
This one from my mom came in also at 11 p.m. Star of a conversation. Just, do you know that the highest paid YouTube star is 9 years old?
Wow.
I haven't heard from you since I was 9. What are you talking about?
I just said I did not.
And that was it?
No, we went about our nights.
There was nothing after.
No further conversation.
No, there's no explanation. I was like waiting for one.
Did you look into the highest paid YouTube star after that?
I didn't.
All we know is that they're 9.
Yeah.
All right.
Jake, in your most successful year at College Humor with the Jake and Your videos, what are we talking salary wise? Just alone from the videos.
Oh, I was always very, I was a low paid employee at College Humor.
That's cool.
It was like a golden handcuff situation because it was a cushy job in every possible respect except for how much they paid me.
Right.
I was living hand to mouth at the time.
And then Katie, to answer your own question.
My mom does send voice memos as text, but there's no punctuation and it'll be like 8 paragraphs long. But I can't find a good one right now.
You mean voice to text dictation?
Yes. And it doesn't make any sense. And all the words are wrong. It's like trying to piece everything together every time she texts.
At that point, it's like you should just use the actual voice memo.
Yeah,
I don't know why she does the voice. She says it's easier when she's driving, but she also still has to hold her phone, right, and do it. It makes no sense.
You have
to
like hold it down or whatever. Yeah.
Right. And then, I mean, I used it when I was driving once, and I found that I was more prone to need to look and read through the text for errors.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is way more dangerous. I'm just not going to text at all.
I used it when I was driving once, like up north in California, and I found that I was more prone in a ditch because I kind of went flying off the I-5 in a way.
That was when you texted Marika pork chomps.
It was the butt dial, yeah. This has been the Moose is Loose.
Oh god. Right into another fucking weird segment.
People love this song. And honestly, it's pretty good.
Katie, did you go to UC Berkeley?
No, my little brother goes there, though.
Okay. Where'd you go to the college?
LMU, down here.
Oh, nice.
What is
this? My ex-girlfriend's sister.
Being at, like...
Are we pretending to be at a club? Is that what's happening?
I'll cut all this out.
No, you can't.
Welcome to Thin Cankle Energy or Gnaw. This was the reason I was 5 minutes late. I wrote this segment in basically 20 seconds.
Should be good then.
I'm going to list celebrities and you tell me whether they have...
Careful.
Thin ankle energy or Gnaw.
Those really are thin ankles.
My God. Also recently got some blood work done and my biggest health issue is not my eyes anymore, Jake. Sorry, go with me for a second.
I wasn't interrupting.
I have extremely high cholesterol. So,
oh, no. Really?
Like in the top 1 percentile for people my age.
Oh, damn. No.
So
what do you
I
have to do
help?
About that?
What's that?
Like, I'd feel bad for you, but I'm sorry, you deserve to be sick. Okay.
It can't help but make me feel like my days are not only numbered, but important. So the point of this segment, I should say, is I'm going to shout out some celebrities and you tell me whether or not they have thin cankle energy, which
because you don't have long to live and we want to make sure that you inject some meaning into your life.
I have thin ankle energy / just physically thin ankles. This is thin cankle energy. So it's almost just like, it's not thin enough. It's not thick enough to be a cankle, but it's not normal.
So just regular ankle? Okay.
Huh?
Never mind. Go on.
That's not an interesting segment, Jake, to go ankle energy, like normal ankle energy. This is thin cankle energy.
Thin cankle.
Marika.
Okay. I guess I don't know what a cankle is.
A cankle is like
thick ankle.
Thick ankle, yeah.
Got it.
Ankle in a way.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Thin cankle or not?
Thin cankle.
Yeah. Thin cankle.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably big calf muscles, thin cankle, I think. For mm-hmm. Jake
Jones. He's got perfect legs. He's got really good proportions. He really
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
He's got good fucking body chemistry, that dude. What was the movie that
he's
he got absolutely
got
shredded
world
for?
On his shins.
The like boxing
he
one,
has
Southpaw.
Normal ankles.
Southpaw.
That's what I call it.
Before
thin
that was like
cankle.
Troy or something.
Oh, Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
movie.
He got fucking ripped for that shit. Goddamn, Gyllenhaal.
By the way, we do have to all agree. So it's kind of like, you know, make me like it in a way. Do we all agree that he has thin cankle energy?
Yeah.
I think he has perfect ankles. Is that thin? Is that a thin
that's
cankle?
That's what I'm taking to mean thin cankle.
Thin cankle means he has
thin
average...
cankle means good proportion.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yes, I do. I object to the fucking segment, but I agree that he has normal size ankles.
Can you just say the full sentence, Jake?
He has thin cankle energy.
I'm Jake Hurwitz, and I think Jake Gyllenhaal.
No one else
has
to say their full name. I have to say my. I'm Jake Hurwitz, and I think Jake Gyllenhaal has thin cankle energy.
All right, a second celeb, Kristen Schaal.
Nah.
What do you think her ankles are?
I think they're probably on the thinner side of thin cankle. If we're taking thin cankle to be average.
I think there's a chance in hell that Kristen Schaal has cankles.
Say that. Get it clean. Your full name.
I'm Jeffrey James, and I think there's a chance in hell Kristen Schaal has cankles. Ferris, keep that in.
Ferris, lead with that.
I'm thinking the thinner side, but...
Okay.
I agree.
I'll go thin then, just because we have to move on. For sure, it's not...
Yeah, what a weird thing to put in your segment. We
all have to agree.
We have to agree.
You're the first person to not agree.
Ryan Gall.
Thin cankle energy.
For sure. Yeah. He's like one of those people I think who's secretly Jack.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's a writer?
Yeah, who is that? I was going to ask, but I was embarrassed.
he was on Showtime's House of Lies, and now I think
he's on bajillion dollar properties.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, no, he definitely looks like he's got regular sized ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Do we all agree? Thin cankle energy?
Thin cankle energy.
What about Ryan Paul? Or sorry, Rand Paul.
I'm going to say... No, fuck this guy. He has thin ass ankles.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And thin conviction. Thin-viction? Mm-hmm.
Thin-viction.
I don't know, Jake. Sometimes I just like, Ferris will cut this out, but sometimes it's like I lie awake nights thinking about this kind of shit. It's just like, does Rand Paul have thin-viction?
Specifically about him. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough, you know?
Sounds tough.
It's been a hard year for me.
I get that because it's also tough to be around you. So I would imagine that, like, it's one of those things that cuts both ways. Like, because for
can
us...
Can we all agree then, Rand Paul, thin ankle energy?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Tom Tall.
Who are these people? Thank you.
You could do
he
anyone.
Was a
this is the most random segment
in
the world.
In the 1950s.
Who is this Tom Tull?
Tom Tall.
Tom Tall.
Ever heard of him?
No.
I'm actually looking at Thomas Tull, an American businessman. Chief Executive Officer of Legendary Entertainment. That's interesting.
Obviously not. T-O-M-T-L-L. With an A between the T and the L.
He's wearing wide pants in all of the photos that I see, but if I had to guess, I think he's got thin ankles.
I agree.
People always act like I'm the reason why these shows don't go well. It's like, how am I supposed to... It's like an uphill battle. It's a Sisyphusian task.
You think Sisyphus had thin cankle energy? He's pushing a boulder every single day. I think he probably has... cankles.
I think he had cankles from the muscle. Yeah. All right. What about Frankie Yale?
Why are these the people that you're asking about?
How he was an Italian mobster in the 50s.
What? There's no connection from Rand Paul to Frankie Yale.
So you knew who these people were just off the top of your head. These weren't Google searches.
I do a lot of late night Wikipedia searches, and I don't read a lot of books. So that's that's the main issue with me.
This guy looks like he's got some cankles.
Yeah.
Cankles for sure, right? Like eating a lot of Dantana's style fake Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
What about Zona Gale?
No way. Not a real person. And I refuse to look her up.
She's an American novelist, actually. Egg on your face, right?
Not really.
She wrote such honestly pivotal works as Heart's Kindred. Turn down for Gale. Thankle energy, right? Or actually thin cankle energy, because she kind of had good, like... It was sort of like 36, 24, 36. What a winning Gale. She was hot.
Great.
I've really been resisting the urge. Okay.
Sorry, you've been resisting the urge?
To Google search Zona Gale, and I won't. I haven't done it anymore. I did it with Frankie Yale. I did it with Thomas Tall. I'm not doing it again.
What about Rachel Frain? This,
insane.
Not real.
This is just my friend from USC.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I looked up Rachel Frain, and there she is in her graduation gown. Nice.
Rachel, text me.
Don't, Rachel. You're missing nothing.
But only text me if you hear this. If you don't hear this, then you're not a supportive friend and I don't
want
to talk.
If she heard this, there's no way on earth she would text you.
Can we all just agree? Did we all agree on all these people? Because we weren't supposed to move on and we got a little moose is loose on towards the tail end because we are running.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we agreed.
We all agree. All right. Just to recap.
I actually disagree. What? I disagree. Let's stay here in this segment.
Are you kidding me?
You know?
It's Friday at 5. How the hell are we supposed to move on with our day? This is the last segment. I was just about to recap the segment.
I got nowhere
to
be.
You're about to get out of here. You got to be shitting me.
I want to re-debate Rachel Frain right now, actually, if I'm being honest.
We didn't even debate it the first time. All right, let's go down the list rapid fire. Gyllenhaal.
Oh, we're repeating?
Yeah, just
we
what
said
the consensus
thin
was. Gyllenhaal.
Thankle.
Yeah. Thin cankle. What about Kristen Schaal?
We said thankle, just thin ankles.
Right, what about Ryan Gaul?
We said thin cankle.
Thin cankle.
What about Rand Paul?
Thin, very thin ankles. He was also had thin. What was the other thin thing that he had? Thin.
Thinnovation.
Do you think Tom Tall had thin yankle? That's a kind of skinny Yankee candle.
And we all have to agree before we move on.
All right. What about Frankie Yale?
There was no consensus. But no, I, whatever
said,
you
he,
think.
We said
whatever,
he had a cankle.
We said Frankie Yale had thin cankle energy.
No, I thought we just said cankle.
Yeah,
just
I thought we said cankle. Also,
I agree.
That's
cankle,
the mobster.
I was gonna say maybe we, huh?
You don't get to be confused, Jeff. We all try so hard to get up on to get onto your page.
All right, and let's get it over. Zona Gale. Author of Hearts Kindred.
Yeah, pivotal works. Don't just get it over with. Give Zona Gale her just.
We said thin ankle.
No, I thought it was thin cankle because she had good proportions, like 36, 24, 36.
Yeah, you did the like standard body image thing.
Yeah.
Which
is not necessarily true.
Well, it's just what a winning hand.
Actually, I did finally look at Zona Gale, and I think she had thin ankles.
And then Frayne, Rachel Frayne?
Regular. Thin cankles, as it were.
Okay, just to recap. Gyllenhaal.
That's what we just did.
Kristen Schaal, Ryan Gaul, that was the Rand recap. Paul, Tom Tall, Frankie Yale.
That needed to happen.
This has been Thin Cankle Energy or Nah.
Such a low energy send off. Oh my
Katie, God. Katie, social media, any projects you're working on, et cetera, something you want to point the people towards, the floor is yours. Go.
Sure. We are doing some new posts for Keeping Records, which is a podcast you should listen to. And we're doing like new video stuff. Thanks to Marika's help on that. And then we're doing some new video stuff for Ace of Hearts too.
With Monique Hart.
Yeah, with Monique Hart. But yeah, that's all I got to point to.
A real company team player. You love to see it.
And then Jake, your plugs?
I hope nobody ever hears me on this podcast. But if they do, just know that I was here against my will. Forced to do it. But happy to be here.
You started that off wanting to do a grand reveal. You were happy to.
I came on the pod to show you guys my zip. I really could have left at minute one.
Marika, plug social media, projects, etc. Floor is yours.
We have another new HeadGum podcast coming out soon called Hobby Hunter with Sydney Washington. The trailer's out now. The first episode might be out, I don't know, by the time this comes out. But at the very least, listen to the trailer
and subscribe.
Yeah.
Do that.
That's all I got.
And then I guess I'll plug Zona Gale's Hearts Kindred. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We'll see you guys again next week. We should come up with like a catchphrase. What about like, catch you on the flip, Diesel?
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.